Firstly, thank you for the generosity of your teachings. They're insightful and valuable. Last night, you spoke about balancing tranquility of mind with investigation or a theme for contemplation. Can you clarify how this can be accomplished without getting into the usual mind states of planning, associating, etc.? This is an important application of the mind in Buddhist practice, is that we learn how to, say, direct attention, evaluate, contemplate our experience. And sometimes those themes for contemplation are, let's say, like I talked about this morning, the contemplation of impermanence or inconstancy, uncertainty. So that's a theme we bring up for contemplation or reflection. And we can direct thought in a way, but then we also have to pay attention to, okay, what's the result of that? What's happening? Because sometimes when we direct thought, then the mind becomes more clear, becomes more settled. I think Ajahn Kurundamo mentioned that as well, of the using the contemplation, reflection, is a helpful way of making the mind peaceful rather than, say, trying to make the mind peaceful first. So that we have to pay attention to the result. And if the mind does sort of incline to planning, associating, proliferating, then we have to stop. Sometimes that's, come back to the body and just, relax, come back to the breath. Sometimes you can pick up a different theme of contemplation. That's where something contemplation of death. Okay. That usually sort of is like throwing cold water on you. And it's whoa, why am I getting all wound up about something so inconsequential? When death is brought to mind, then we say, yeah, I don't want to waste time. So that we can use the thinking process. We have to learn how to use the thinking process. There is a kind of axiom that we work on sometimes, or assume, sort of like, I think, therefore I suffer. So then we say, well, if I didn't think, then I wouldn't suffer. I said, well, no, it doesn't actually work like that. Because whether you're thinking or not thinking, you can still suffer. You have to learn how to develop both tranquility and stillness of mind. And you have to learn how to direct attention and apply the thinking processes in a skillful way so that it helps the mind be clear and settled as well. So that's learning how to, and these contemplations are a part of that. So that they, that's a, in the Visuddhimagga, that's a path of purification. It's a commentarial text that pulls together many of the meditation practices that the Buddha gave. And in that text, and it points 40 themes of meditation. And you know, a lot of them are discursive meditations, using thought, like recollection of the Buddha, recollection of Dhamma, recollection of Sangha, recollection of virtue, recollection of generosity, recollection of the Devas, recollection of death. These cemetery contemplations are I mean, one uses an images, but then one brings them to mind, or imagines them. So it's directing attention to the dissolution of the body. One's using the thought processes. And to a certain degree, the meditations on loving kindness and compassion, of sympathetic joy, equanimity, are you begin that process using the discursive application of the mind. So that learning how to apply the mind skillfully.